after the news and weather. You're listening to Questings Radio, and this morning I'm joined by a young man who actually has a very sad tale to tell. Matthew Hardiman has just bought the holiday park that used to be owned by his family, and he's renamed the park the Hardiman Holiday Park. Congratulations, Matthew. How are things going?
Things are going really well so far. We're giving the place a bit of spruce up and investing in new caravans. I'm very excited to be in charge of the park as we bring it up to date for a new era.
Oh, lovely. Well, that's great to hear. But I know there is a sad story behind the Hardiman Holiday Park, isn't there? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, many years ago now, I used to live at the park with my parents, Vivian and Samuel Hardiman. My grandparents owned the park, but my parents ran it from the day-to-day business side. And when I was five, my mother was killed in the caravan that we lived in, and my father disappeared. Everyone I know has always been convinced that my dad killed my mum.
Oh my goodness. So she was actually killed in the caravan that you lived in. Were you there?
I was asleep in the room next door. This was 24 years ago. I don't remember much about it. I don't remember hearing or seeing anything. Just what I was told. And that was always that my dad disappeared that night. And everyone was convinced he killed her.
Oh. So what happened to you after that awful tragedy?
Well, I went to live with my aunt and uncle, Tabitha and Jarvis James. Tabitha is my mother's older sister. They didn't adopt me, but they looked after me and treated me as their own. They were great and really supportive, but they never hid what happened to my parents. I suppose it would have been difficult to do that, really, because the case was in the news from year to year as different detectives looked at it. My grandparents sold the park soon after my mother's death, and when I told my aunt that I wanted to buy it again, she was shocked and upset, but she supported me every step of the way.
Oh, right. Well, that's good to hear that you've had a supportive family. So what made you decide that you wanted to buy the Hardiman Holiday Park?
I suppose I'm looking for answers, to be honest. I've always been told that my father killed my mother, but that seems to just be what everyone assumed. My mother was found dead in the caravan. My father was never seen again. There's no evidence to say conclusively that's what happened. I want to know what really happened. Did they really argue that night? And what was it about if they did? And would that really be enough to prompt my father to kill her? I've spoken to their friends at the time, and they all say how in love my parents were and how good they were together. Their friends could never understand what happened.
What are you hoping to find after all this time?
I want someone independent to look at the case, to look at the people. I know there were people living at the park, you, Vivian and Samuel. Maybe they had memories or saw something that night. My dad had a younger brother, Zeb, who also lived at the park. There was a man by the name of Drinkwater who lived there. He left money to my mother in his will after he died. I think that caused problems between my parents and his family. I'm not suggesting any of them had a hand in Vivian's death, but surely someone knows something. Even if it can be proved that my dad did kill her, I would accept that. But I just want to know for sure. And where is he? What happened to him? It makes no sense to me that he would just leave me.
Right, yes, of course, I understand. I can see that this search really does mean an awful lot to you.
It does. My aunt Tabitha doesn't really want me to open the investigation. I think she feels what happened was in the past, and she doesn't want all the feelings of sorrow and grief brought back up again. But she understands I need to find out what happened for myself. Samuel was my dad. Maybe I don't want to believe he killed my mum, but maybe he really didn't.
Of course, yes. I can understand that you want to learn the truth. So have you managed to learn very much yet?
Well, I spoke to a retired detective who was on the case. He was frank and told me he was convinced Samuel killed her. The case was looked at a few times over the years, and his theory never changed. He always thought the evidence grew stronger each time.
Okay, but it sounds as though you don't accept that.
I know he's an experienced detective, but I suppose I just need more. I want the case looked at once again by someone with an open mind, who will look for evidence that doesn't just support the theory that my dad was a killer.
Mm, Okay. But in the meantime, you're reopening the holiday park under your family name.
That's right. I want to make a success of the holiday park and see families creating amazing memories there. I want to remember my mother living and working there. I suppose I just want it to be a tribute to her memory.
Well, Matthew, I think we all wish you the very best of luck with the park and in your search for the truth. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to me today. And now I'm afraid we have to go off to some adverts. But there isn't one for the Hardiman Holiday Park yet, Matthew. We look forward to seeing that one.
Questing